Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim Klaus on the Beis, and we gave introduction in the previous year, and now we're going to move on to the first Simen. So the Chayyadim says, Al Shmuel is Tevis, Shetevis Lelevad, Mevorach Shechayyanu. If a person hears good tidings, and the good tidings are for him personally, he's not sharing the good tidings with other people. Other people are not relevant to the tidings. I mean, they're happy for him that he has his tidings, but there's good news, but it's not relevant to them in a personal way. So he makes his personal bracha, mavorach shechayanu. If, however, the benefit which is accruing from this whatever it is, which has happened, is relevant to him and is also relevant to others as well. Mavorach atoy v'ameitiv. So the bracha is atoy v'ameitiv. The benefit is both for himself and for others. So it's tov to him and meitiv to others. So the primary benefit is to him, but it's shared with others as well. So the bracha of tov meitiv is appropriate. So now the Chayyadim gives an example of this. So therefore, when a person hears that his wife gave birth to Ben Zohar, there are many Chazal, so the many milas of having a Ben Zohar, the mitzvahs which come with it, and the legacy which comes with that, and the Chazal even were on a practical level, the pranosa which would take care of the parents which comes with that in the normal scenario. So Chazal said that the person who make a bracha b'tay b'meitiv is tay for him. Fichim yolda ishtar zohar mevorach tay b'meitiv. So a person makes the bracha b'tay b'meitiv, benefit for himself and for his and for the wife, for both of them. V'meisa ishtar b'leidasa. So now let's say that the woman died in childbirth, chas v'shalom. So now he's not sharing that benefit with his wife. His wife is not alive anymore. So then the bracha would be shechayanu. So he makes a shechayanu at that point in time. Now, here in the Piskei Mishabura on the bottom, that he brings that if the woman did survive after the child was born for a period of time, and then afterwards she died, since at the time when the child was born, the bracha would have been a tovah meitiv. If he did not make it before the wife died, would he make a tovah meitiv? Because there was benefit for her at that point in time. On a side issue over here, the mussar of this, that the Chazal were seeing a person being able to contemplate saying thank you to Hashem for what he gains, even in the time of tremendous sorrow of the loss of his wife, is the Madrega of the Chazal expected of us to be makar tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We take nothing that Bereshit gives us for granted. So every moment that we have is something, everything which we have is something which we have to be thankful for, even when we're in a state of loss for other things. So that's, and on a Musa level, that's quite a thing to think about. Okay. Now, the Chayyadim moves to purchasing new items. So, similar to the idea of having a new child, he moves to the idea of new items. So, the Shechiyonu and the seasons of fruits, Shechiyonu mitzvahs, he will talk about later on. But meanwhile, he talks about purchasing new items. So, in Simon Beis, the Chayyadim says, Im kona kelim chashuvim, so a person acquires something of significant value, which the benefit accrues to himself and to the members of the family. So he buys a new oven, he buys a new refrigerator, he buys a new car, a family car. So it's significant value, thousands of dollars, and it's something which he's sharing the benefit not only with himself but with the family as well. So mavarach atov v'meitiv, the appropriate bracha is atov v'meitiv. V'im kana loy levad v'liv neveser levad. If, however, he purchased two things, one for him personally, for his own private use, he's not sharing it, and the second one which he purchased for the family, kol echad mavarach shehechiyonu. Um, So the Chayyadim says that the proper bracha is a Shechayyano, that the person, the father in this situation, will make a Shechayyano on his item. And then the children, as they receive this item, which they can benefit from, each one will make a Shechayyano. The Mishnah Berurah, however, suggests that he should make a Shechayyano on his own item. And in regards to the item which is purchased to share with the family, he should make a Toba Meitiv. So that he benefits from the fact that his family is taking care of that itself, and they benefit from the fact that they're taking care of. So both, so the Rosh Hashanah is Toba Meitiv to the individual that he's, for example, he says, let's say he goes out and he buys new clothes. He buys new clothes for Yontif, for himself, and for his wife, and for his kids. So on his new suit, the proper bracha would be Shechayyano. But the fact that he's able to purchase clothing for all of the children, he has Hakar Satev to Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's able to do that. So the Russian was Toiv, that he was able to fulfill his fatherly duty, obligation, emotion, to be able to clothe his family nicely. He feels good about that. So Rosh Hashanah was toif to him for that purpose. And the family was, there was hatava to the family. The family was able to have nice clothing to wear as well. So the benefit is both true to the person, hatoif, and he will make that bracha, the Rosh Hashanah was toif to him. And then the Rosh Hashanah was meitiv to others as well, but the members of the family. That's what Mishnah Berurah suggests to do, that the person in that situation, would not that the children would make a Shechayyano, he would make a Toba Meitiv, and they would presumably answer amen to his bracha, and the Shechayyano element is subsumed under the Toba Meitiv bracha that the father would make in that situation. Okay, listen, we'll continue with in the next year further in this cloud. Meanwhile, have a good day.